If I can, if a single eject me.
God, that you are the one that makes springs flow in places we don't even expect them. You are the cause behind all creation. Thank you, O living God, for this prime time group, for this chance to be together. I thank you for your Spirit among us, for you speak to us and lift up our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sorry that I'm so hot. We had the basketball league on Wednesday at the church at 12:30. So anyone who wants to play basketball at 12:30 and then come to prime time, you are more
than welcome. Seniors basketball.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Seniors basketball.
See, that would be great. That would be great. There's some good basketball players at this church. We have Steve McKay from the choir.
Oh, nice.
Who's about 6'10", I think, sometimes. Feels like it. And then Kirk was there, Kirk Starkey. And then last week we had Liam Mackay was there. The great, I want to say the grandson of Lauren Mackay. And I noticed in church on Sunday, I wish I had noticed it earlier, but on church on Sunday in the front pew, we had the great grand, I think, daughter of Lauren Mackay as well at church. You know, that was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Historic kind of moment there at Central, so that was nice. Well, the first book of the Bible. Oh, this sounds like it's going to be a long afternoon. The first book of the Bible. Okay, it's Genesis. Okay. So, who can tell me what Genesis means?
Beginning.
That word. Beginning. Yeah. Origin. Okay.
Start.
What was that?
The start.
The start. What language is the word Genesis from?
Greek.
What's that, Tracy?
Are you gonna ask us to spell it next?
No, I might.
Greek?
Greek. Yeah, Genesis is a Greek word for origin or beginning. It's kind of funny that we have a Greek word to start the Hebrew Bible. It's kind of strange. And now that I said that, oh no. Okay, I was going to. I want to read you some of Genesis in Hebrew so you can hear it. So I'm going to have to get that in a minute. But Genesis is a Greek word. It means origin. It's bizarre that it is a Greek title to an ancient Hebrew book or scroll, isn't it? Has anyone heard at the story about how we got a Greek title to a Hebrew book? Where that came from? The origin of that, the origin of Genesis being the Greek title, is that 300 years or so before Jesus, 200 years before Jesus, the Greek language, the Hellenistic Empire, I want to say Alexander the Great, went to conquer and take over parts of the Mediterranean basin, and Greek became the lingua franca, the language of the day in the Mediterranean basin, because the Greeks were taking over the world. And so the Jews, who had these sacred texts, many of them had become the diaspora. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yep. They had
become the diaspora and had gone to live in different cities in the ancient Near East and had their own synagogues in different places. And funnily enough, by about the year 200 BC, the Jews, a lot of them stopped understanding necessarily Hebrew. The scribes could understand Hebrew, but the everyday Jews knew Greek better than Hebrew because it was the language of business. And so they translated, the rabbis translated the Hebrew scriptures into Greek so the Jews could understand their own scriptures better. It's kind of funny, isn't it? And so in places like Alexandria, you find and the name of the Old Testament in Greek, they gave a name called the Septuagint. Supposedly written by 70 people, but called the Septuagint. So it was all in Greek. And so, funnily enough, the oldest part of the Hebrew Bible, some of the oldest parts of the Old Testament that we have, are actually in Greek, are actually the Septuagint. And so whenever the church eventually canonized the Bible, the best manuscripts, some of the best manuscripts they had at the time had the word at the top, not Genesis, not the Besharit, which is in the beginning, Besharit in Hebrew, which is the Hebrew name for Genesis, the book of Genesis, but they had the Greek name, Genesis. Kind of a long answer to how we got Genesis.
It's all Greek to me, Greg.